Welcome to today's deep dive, where we are getting you ready for day two of week two's workbook module.
Yeah, and the theme for this one is, well, it's pretty blunt. Always be frugal, never be cheap.
Right. And, you know, at first glance, you might think this is just about saving pennies. But it's actually about examining the underlying behavioral patterns of how we allocate our resources.
Exactly. And the mission for the listener today is to review the 13 distilled points for this law from the source material.
Yeah, and the method really matters here. You need to read through them three times. Then on your fourth pass, you deliberately select 3 points.
Just three. And you're not just looking for what sounds nice.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
You want to find the ones that expose your own cognitive biases. Like, looking at this from a psychological perspective, my first pick is cheap thinking focuses on price, but frugal thinking focuses on value.
Oh, that's a good one. People constantly equate frugality with just, you know, suffering or deprivation.
Right, yes. It's like evaluating a student's success purely on the brutal hours they sat in the library. That's the price.
Yeah.
But what you should be looking at is the actual comprehension they achieved, which is the value.
I mean, think about it with everyday stuff. Being cheap is buying a $10 phone charger from a gas station.
Right, the one that fries your battery.
Exactly. It fries your $1,000 phone in 6 months. Being frugal is spending $30 on the certified charger to protect the larger asset.
The cheap mindset just completely fixates on that immediate $10, right?
Yeah, it goes entirely blind to the long-term thousands.
Which actually sets up my second pick perfectly. Every purchase is an exchange. When you buy one thing, you give up the ability to buy something else.
Opportunity costs.
Yes.
Huh.
We operate on such behavioral autopilot, you know, swiping cards without a second thought. This point forces you to pause and see those hidden costs.
It really does.
But let me ask you this, because, well, the listener's task today is literally just picking 3 bullet points from a workbook. Does doing this actually change how our brains operate?
I mean, it sounds completely passive, but it's fundamentally structural.
Wait, really? How so?
Well, the brain is essentially a problem-solving machine. And my first pick from the list speaks directly to this. It says, the mind searches for answers to the questions you repeatedly ask it.
So asking better questions literally rewires things.
Exactly. When you deny the brain its usual quick dopamine hit from buying something cheap, you experience cognitive friction.
Oh.
You're forcing your neurons to route a new, slightly slower pathway up to your prefrontal cortex to actually evaluate long-term value.
So that slight discomfort you feel when you delay a purchase, that isn't just annoyance.
No, not at all.
It's the biological friction of change.
Precisely. And without that friction, you default to the easiest neural pathway, which under stress is usually panic or scarcity.
Right.
And that leads to my second pick. Cheap thinking programs the mind towards scarcity. Frugal thinking programs it towards solutions.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, if you constantly ask a cheap question, your neural circuitry hyper-focuses on immediate restrictive threats.
It basically treats spending like an attack on your survival.
Exactly. But when you force a little friction and choose bullets that challenge your established pathways, you train the mind to seek long-term abundance over short-term survival.
Okay, so to actually start rewriting this scarcity loop, the listener needs to make this practical.
Right. Once you've chosen your 3 points on that fourth pass, physically write them into your daily practice list for this week's work.
Yes, physically write them down.
And review them morning, midday, and evening. That repeated exposure is what builds that new neural pathway.
Right. It takes that slower pathway and turns it into an automatic superhighway. So we'll leave you with this to ponder. Our source material defines money as stored energy from your past time and effort.
It's a great concept.
It really is. So consider this. If money is simply stored energy from your past, are your current cheap habits unknowingly draining the finite cognitive energy you have left for your future? Instead of putting your life on a diet of restriction, maybe it's time to start feeding your brain the right questions.